This summer, national political debate is focused on the Supreme Court. The president is getting ready to appoint a new justice, or perhaps two, if Chief Justice William Rehnquist resigns. Many interest groups are focusing on where any possible appointee might be on the political spectrum. Commentator Paul Rosenzweig says many justices have changed their orientation after they've taken their seats, and he says in recent history, the judges who change have been conservatives who become more liberal.
The litany of conservative disappointments is a long one. Earl Warren, Harry Blackmun, John Paul Stevens, Anthony Kennedy and Sandra Day O'Connor, some of the time. David Souter, all of the time. President Eisenhower once said that appointing William Brennan to the bench was the biggest mistake of his presidency. Why is that? Why do conservatives so often disappoint the presidents who appoint them? And why is this disappointment always a one-way ratchet? Why, at least in modern times, are liberals so rarely disappointed with Stephen Breyer or Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Of course, some liberals might, perhaps jokingly, suggest that the change in the leanings of conservative justices is because they've found wisdom. They've learned the error of their ways, so to speak. For those looking for a more plausible answer, though, we need to look deeper. In my view, at the core, people want to fit in. They want to be respected and well-liked by those whose opinions they value. Supreme Court justices come to Washington from around the country, Arizona, Illinois, and New Hampshire, and they're soon immersed in, indeed overwhelmed, by the sea of Washington elites. And let's be honest, today in Washington, the elite norm is a liberal one, broadly defined. So if you want to fit in Washington, you usually fit in as a liberal. The phenomenon is so common that frustrated conservatives even have a name for it. They call it the Greenhouse Effect, named after the New York Times' influential court reporter, Linda Greenhouse, whose favorable coverage is the mark of social acceptance. There are really two types of conservatives. Some, like Justice O'Connor, are conservative on particular issues, like property rights. Their conservatism is a product of cultural predilection, if you will. Others, like Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, are philosophical conservatives, committed to interpreting the Constitution as written and resistant to the evolving politically correct orthodoxy. And that, at its core, is why conservatives are so focused on the next Supreme Court nominee, because they know that only one type of conservative can resist the siren call of the Greenhouse Effect. They trust only conservatives of principle who've shown their ability to remain principled despite expediency. Conservatives who are conservative by instinct alone, like O'Connor, without an underlying philosophy, often grow on the bench to conservative consternation. That's the reality of today. That's why conservatives want President Bush to nominate someone in the Scalia or Thomas mold. Conservatives have gotten their picks wrong in the past, and liberals want them to do it again. You'll probably know who won the day as soon as the president names his selection.
Paul Rosenzweig is a senior legal research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We'll have more perspectives as the process of bringing a new justice to the court continues.